Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. Amen. This is tape 260326. Amen. You are welcome to prophetic declaration as a moment of divine encounter where destinies are aligned, burdens are lifted, and lives are transformed by the power of God. I want you to get ready as these words go forth. Chains will be broken, strength will be renewed, and grace for kingdom service will be released upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye, the author of Praying Scriptures and Counseling Devotional. Remember, you are still in the month of Rooted and Built Up. And today, our theme is on service. Our theme is on service today. And our scriptural focus is from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15 and verse 58. The B part reads, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want us to quickly reflect on that scripture. Beloved, I want you to hear this today. Your service in God's kingdom is not a waste. It is never a waste, and it can never be a waste. It is not in vain. According to the scripture, every effort you have made, every sacrifice you have offered, every time you have stood where it was not convenient, all the contributions that you have made, everyone has record of them all. Each time heaven records them, each one of them. Service is not just what you do. It is who you are becoming in Christ. Where you serve, you are being built up. Where you labor in God's vineyard, you are being rooted deeper in purpose. There may be moments when you feel unnoticed, times when it seems like your efforts are not appreciated or recognized. But God is speaking to you today. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I want you to say, my labor is not in vain in the Lord, if you are really laboring in His vineyard. I want to say this one. Do not withdraw your hands. Do not give up, because your season of reward is closer than you think. Amen. Kingdom labor carries eternal reward. That's the summary. Hallelujah. I want us to go ahead and make some prophetic declarations. And don't forget, you need to connect your faith. You need to also lift your voice in declarations. Remember, this is a prayer of agreement, where two of us shall agree on any matter, both on earth and in heaven. It shall be done according to the authority of the word of God. So, your agreement is with me, my agreement is with you. We are doing it together. Lift your voice and declare with faith. Say, Father Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I receive divine strength for kingdom service in the name of Jesus. My hands are empowered for diligence. My hands are empowered for excellence. And my hands are empowered for consistency in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I shall not grow weary in well-doing. Grace is multiplied unto me now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of discouragement, every spirit of burnout and fatigue, loose your hold over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Fresh fire, fresh oil, fresh passion for service falls on me right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare my labor shall produce results. I prophesy into my life that my labor shall produce results, because in all labor we have profit. My labor shall produce results in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, there's dignity in labor. My labor shall dignify me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My service shall not be wasted. My sacrifices shall speak for me in due season in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, in the day of trouble, I will remember your offerings. Father, let my service speak for me when it matters the most in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He told Cornelius, he said, Your almsgiving, your giving is remembered. Lord, let all my services, my sacrifices, speak for me when it matters the most. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the God of heaven remembers me today. I decree that the God of heaven remembers me today in the name of Jesus. Every labor of love that I have rendered, receive divine remembrance now. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive divine remembrance now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let favor answer to my service. Let honor locate me today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree that I am rooted in Christ and built up in service. I decree that I serve with joy. I serve with strength. I serve with divine backing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree, I prophesy over myself, doors open because of my service. Doors open because of my service. Doors, I command you to begin to open because of my service. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, testimonies arise because of my obedience. Testimonies arise because of my obedience. In the mighty name of Jesus, my life becomes a channel of blessing to others. I prophesy over my life that my life becomes a channel of blessing to others in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I go forward in power. I go forward in grace. I will finish strong. I will not faint. In the mighty name of Jesus, my labor in the Lord is not in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to quickly listen to this word of knowledge today. It's very important. Please listen attentively. You have hidden opposition close to you. This is not uncommon. It's very common. But what is important today is that God has promised to expose and neutralize their effect over you. Okay? I want you to hear this one, that it's not all of your battles that are coming from afar. Some arise from within familiar circle. Some are from within familiar circle. There are the you that you are hearing me, you are experiencing resistance, you are experiencing delays, or strange patterns of setback that are connected to close relationship or inner circles where you belong. This thing that you are passing through is connected to your close relationship. This may not always be a physical hostility, but it is manifesting as envy, as a subtle sabotage. They are sabotaging your efforts, what you are doing, are speaking evil behind you and speaking good before you. Kind of eye service is involved there, disloyalty is involved there, negative words are involved, a lack of genuine support. That's just the summary of it. I want you to know that God is bringing divine exposure and separation where necessary. Every day, opposition around your life is going to be disarmed and rendered powerless. It's very important. Your suffering, what you are going through, battles from within the household, which has left deep emotional scars on you. I mean, betrayal of the close person, rejection, misunderstanding. You are suffering hurt from those you trusted. They are hurting you. Those wounds can affect your confidence. In fact, it is affecting it already. It's affecting even your decision making. And it's affecting your spiritual growth. What I want to say is that God is going to step in as your healer and your restorer today in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the pain caused by those close to you will not define you. It will not define you. It will not define you. God is healing your heart and restoring your strength. You will love again. You will love again. All you need to do is for you to trust wisely and move forward without bitterness. It's very important. And you need the wisdom of God to navigate the relationships without losing your destiny. You need it. You need that wisdom. You need that wisdom. When opposition comes from familiar places, the challenge is not just spiritual. It requires wisdom. It requires you setting boundaries. It requires discernment. God is not only exposing issues. He is teaching you how to relate without being entangled or hindered. That's what is happening. This is a call to maturity. Knowing when to engage. Knowing when to speak, knowing when to step back, and when to stand firm. These are the things that you have to learn. You will not be trapped by emotional ties or misplaced loyalty again. You will walk in wisdom and preserve your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Your peace, your purpose, and progress will not be compromised in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you that every idea of position around your life is exposed and neutralized. You will receive healing, healing from every emotional wound. You will walk in divine wisdom and discernment. No relationship will hinder your destiny, for the Lord is your defender and your healer and your guide. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Everybody, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Release fresh strength upon them, wherever they are, under which circumstances they are. In the name of Jesus, every tired hand, receive empowerment. Every discouraged heart, receive revival. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your spirit breathe upon their service. Let their efforts begin to yield supernatural results. Where they have been labored without seeing results, Father, let there be divine manifestations from today in the mighty name of Jesus. King of glory, establish the work of their hands. O God, establish the work of their hand. Let their service bring honor. Let it bring favor and breakthrough. Lord, reward their faithfulness openly in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, everyone that has been supporting the kingdom expansion project under this ministry, Father, release your breath over them, breath to do exploits for witty inventions, breath to have breakthrough in quick successions, breath to encounter divine helpers in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This has been Prophetic Declaration Hour, where God's word becomes your reality. Go forth today, rooted, built up, and empowered for service. Remember, your labor in the Lord is never in vain. Stay blessed, stay strong, and keep serving. Your reward is sure. Again, your host is Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich Oladunjoye. And in case you want to get in touch with me, dial +234 9022 352 952. Please keep sharing this tape until somebody is blessed by it. The more you share it, the more you are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Once more, you are blessed. Remain blessed and be eternally blessed. Until I come your way again, God bless you really. Amen and amen.